listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Scott Morrison insists there was no personal advantage to his appointment to secret ministerial portfolios. The former Prime Minister has today resisted calls to resign from Parliament, claiming it was necessary to have emergency powers during the pandemic.
That is what I did in a crisis, because frankly, I'd rather be having this conversation about what I did do to try and protect the Australian people. And if there are views that overstepped the mark, happy to have that conversation. The fact that ministers were unaware of these things is actually proof of my lack of interference.
While PM Anthony Albanese has blasted Mr. Morrison over not apologising to the Australian public.
The first rule of Power Grab Club is don't talk about Power Grab Club. And Scott Morrison broke that rule today. Scott Morrison was evasive, he was defensive, he was passive-aggressive, and of course he was self-serving.
The agenda for next month's much-anticipated Jobs and Skills Summit in Canberra has been released. Discussions are set to focus on improving employment and productivity, as well as increasing wages and job security. The New South Wales Premier admits it's hard reading with a report into this year's flood disaster handed down. The state government will accept every recommendation, which includes a new permanent emergency operations centre. And wage growth has risen 2.6% over 12 months.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.